whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Here's the latest on the Antonio Brown situation. I'll do it through various tweets from Adam Schefter. We were talking about, you know, him reporting that as of now, Antonio Brown has been suspended by Mike Mayock because of him posting the fine letter on social media. It started a back and forth between the two. And Shippy, you have who actually had to separate Antonio Brown and Mike Mayock yesterday.
Yeah, this from Vic Taffer, or Taffer. He's he covers the Raiders for The Athletic. He says, one of the players holding Antonio Brown back from the near altercation with GM Mike Mayock was Vontaze Burfict.
Ah, noted level-head Vontaze Burfict.
Yeah.
And I love that Vic Tabak of Alice was reporting that. Okay, so 28 minutes ago, Adam Schefter tweeted, Raiders are scheduled to practice at 10:30 in 20 minutes. Antonio Brown, needless to say, is not there.
There's another $40,000.
Here's where it gets really interesting. Mike Tannenbaum, who is the ESPN front office insider for the NFL, the significance of a suspension is that it would void, assuming normal contract language, his $29.1 million in contract guarantees.
Oh, man.
Voided. However, if he's on the active roster on opening day, his $14.6 million 2019 salary becomes guaranteed because he's a veteran. They could suspend him. So, there's a chance now, and a lot of people are starting to weigh in on this on the NFL media side, that the Raiders are positioning this to get him to get suspended and just void out $30 million of guarantees to the guy that they gave up a third and a fifth round pick and extended.
He's running out of crazy plank.
Yeah.
You're going to go that crazy, you're basically walking the plank, and
yep.
It's eventually going to disappear on you. And it's tolerable if, you know, it kind of goes back to the old Bull Durham thing. All right, you got, whatever, nasty fungus on your shower shoes. Well, that's kind of funny and charming if you're a 20-game winner
right.
in the bigs.
Right.
If you're not, it's more of a beating, and it's a pain in the ass to deal with you. And so the stakes are extra high for them, too, because they're not contender. They're not a contender. You know?
Yeah.
They're not contending. So
no.
It's like, come on, man.
I
understand why they would want him. I'm not saying I agree with it, but they want him to sell tickets. They don't have him to contend. And so if he's going to be this dysfunctional, it's going to ruin the culture of their entire team.
Right.
I can't believe this. This is just so crazy.
No, it is so crazy, but this is what you knew he was.
Well, but it's beyond. It's beyond. I never in a million years thought anyone in the league would say, hey, man, I ain't playing unless I get my own helmet. Like, wait.
Yeah.
And I took some paint. I took some model paint, and I went and made my own helmet. And it's pretty much Raiders colors. I painted it myself. I would like to play with my helmet, or I'm out. I'm leaving.
Remember, this is the guy who defied his team by live streaming on social media team meetings.
Never trade for a guy that you might have an issue with. You knew who he was before you traded for him.
Right. It's like getting Dennis Rodman. Oh, my God. I got to fine him for dyeing his hair.
Okay, but to your point, Ben, what you're saying about trading for Antonio Brown for ratings, and I get it. I mean, this season doesn't matter for the Raiders anyways. They're just buying their time. Their own fan base has turned on them because they're leaving. But this is not that dissimilar on that logic to Mark Cuban bringing in Dennis Rodman on a MAV team that wasn't going to win and going, hey, everybody, look at the guy with the orange hair.
Yeah, I do. Fantasy football is massive, and he's the best receiver in the game, arguably. He's in that discussion. He's the most exciting. You're going to have a ton of highlights. Your brand's going to be all over all the highlight shows. People are going to be buying Antonio Brown jerseys. I get that there is upside. I know there's some downside to be anticipated. I never expected it to be this much. This is massive downside.
And look at this tweet from at Chippy Fun Sports. So Antonio Brown is going to end up on the Patriots, right?
Yes, exactly. That's exactly right. So when they give up on him, or he forces his way out, or this leads to a divorce, some team out there is going to scoop him up. And he's going to go be one of the best receivers in the game.
This might,
and it's going to go help somebody win. And if I'm the Dallas Cowboys, I would welcome that. I would want him because you wouldn't have to give up a lot to get him, and if it didn't work out, you'd punt.
Well, I would say this, though, Ben. If this is angling the way these NFL pundits are saying it's angling, that's a different animal. That's an animal you just took $30 million away from. I don't know. I mean, do you guys really think a team with aspirations of winning is going to step up and pay this guy significant money? It's different.
The Colts have cap room.
It's different if it's on their tab. Yeah. But when it's on your tab, you just witnessed it. Yeah. Are you really going to allocate significant money to a guy that in the course of 4 months ran himself off of two teams?
Why significant money?
Because if he doesn't get his $30 million guaranteed, he's not.
But the market is what the market is.
I don't think people are going to give him that money again.
Right. I don't either. So I'm saying you're not going to spend a lot to get him.
No, I know, but I'm saying people like that are like, where's my money?
Oh, no, but it's not going to be there. So the market is what the market is. And you said, would a team deal with him to bring him in? The Cowboys had Greg Hardy because they wanted to win.
So you're saying an opportunity to get a guy on the cheap.
Get a guy on the cheap with a huge upside who may be better than Amari Cooper. And if it doesn't work out because he's a pain in the butt, kick him to the curb. But now he would have to be on his best behavior because he has no other choice.
He has no other choice.
He's about to go play in the XFL.
And no one would guarantee him money.
No.
I mean,
nobody.
Nobody would. It'd be like, all right, if you want to come play for $125,000 a week, which he'll throw a fit.
Pretty good.
Hey, we're putting this in your contract, too, that you have to agree to play with whatever helmet we give you. I mean, he's running out of plank.
He might. If this ends up where the Raiders are able to suspend him and get rid of the $30 million, it is possible Antonio Brown has played his last NFL game.
Yeah, it's possible, but I promise you there's a team out there.
The Chiefs.
Who would love to have him.
The Chiefs
and you
care.
Bring him in, and dude, as much crazy as he's shown, I mean, the helmet thing is one of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen or heard of. Jumping into a cryo tank with wet feet or wet socks that ever happened, that shouldn't have happened, but I mean, just don't ever do that again.
Uh-huh.
If he plays with a helmet he's comfortable in, you keep him out of the cryo tank with wet socks, and you don't find him, you're good. It ain't that bad.
Just adding on to all this, Pro Football Talk is reporting that Brown threatened to punch Raiders GM Mike Mayock in the face.
And Vontez Perfect swooped in.
Well, he's so level-headed.
God,
he's
so
always
amazing.
There to be a rational voice to calm everyone down.
I mean, he's a lot younger, but remember, T.O. could still play, and everyone was like, we're good.
Yeah.
We're good. Now, and this is played out so publicly.
Yeah.
This is the only thing on my timeline.
You know who else will do this? The Browns.
Hell yeah.
John Dorsey. The Browns, Chiefs, Patriots maybe.
Somebody would be smart to do it.
The Eagles would be a team that would do this.
Right. Cowboys should watch somebody else do it. Because, look, you're going to go in, you're going to get him on the cheap, and you're going to say, man, if there's any problem at all, we're going to have to punt. We're going to give up on you. And there's not too many more stops on this train. If another team gives up on you, you're done.
If I'm the Chiefs, I go in here, and I go for it here. Before I have to pay Patrick Mahomes, I'm going to go for it right here. And he is going to have incentive to be there, and he can stick it to the Raiders twice a year in the division. And then he's gone. He's gone after a year, and you pay Pat Mahomes. That's your best chance of the Chiefs of ever toppling the Patriots dynasty.
We haven't really. Maybe we'll get into this tomorrow. We haven't gotten into this too much. Chiefs at Brown, are they your instant favorites to win the Super Bowl if they're not already?
Yeah.
Their defense
for
sucks.
Sure.
The Patriots are, right?
Yeah, because the defense of the Chiefs sucks.
But keep in mind, Antonio Brown put up huge numbers when everyone in the world knew every week that they were going to try to get the ball to him. Double coverage, no problem. You know, it's like teams are running a box and one on him, basically, and he still put up 40 points a game.
You can't cover that team if Tyreek Hill's on the other side.
No.
And Kelsey and Antonio
Sammy Watkins,
Brown.
Even, no matter what you think of him, they got money to do it now.
So do the Cowboys. So do the Cowboys.
But that ain't happening.
But the Cowboys have a circus atmosphere anyways. They can tolerate any other minor circus within their giant circus tent.
But in the locker room, the circus has died down a lot.
And
right?
let me ask you this. Hold on. If you bring Antonio Brown in here, you're not giving him guaranteed money, and you're going to bring him in here, and he is going to complain about not getting the ball on a team that's going to try to get it to Zeke as much as possible. And you have Amari Cooper in a contract year, and you have Dak in a contract year, and you have Garrett in a contract year.
But you keep him from going to the Eagles. and your team is unfreaking stoppable, and you're trying to win it right now. I'm not saying.
All right, let's do this.
And dude, with T.O. would poison the locker room, right? I don't think that's. I mean, these are antics that are distractions that are poisoning the locker room. T.O. was true poison. Like, I don't know that there's his teammates all hated him. I mean, necessarily. It's not that he was a favorite or anything. He's
Roethlisberger hated him, but that's
he's
not
a weirdo.
That
who all liked Roethlisberger,
right,
too?
He's divisive, though.
Okay, let's do this.
He's a weirdo.
He's weird. Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, 877-881-1053. Would you be on board with bringing Antonio Brown in here if he if he ends up getting suspended for the start of the season and his own actions lead him to void $29 million?
It sounds so crazy.
Of his own money.
Teams with cap space right now, your leader in the clubhouse by a lot is the Colts, $50 million. Your third most team with cap space is the Cleveland Browns at $33.8 million. And John Dorsey does not care. He drafted Tyreek Hill knowing that there would be people petitioning outside Arrowhead Stadium to have him cut the day of the draft. He knew it. He does not care. And the other guy, well, you have the Cowboys, about seventh most, right around $22 million in cap space. Take a look. You keep walking down. The Chiefs, the 14th most cap space at $15 million.
Dude, I don't think that Dak would want Antonio Brown. He's the exact type of receiver he wants, where he runs crisp routes and he's always open.
Yeah, I would think that. I would think Dak's personality is like, hey, bring whoever in. Let's figure out a way to get along with it. Yeah. I think the guy who wouldn't want Antonio Brown here is Garrett.
Agreed.
And I don't think Steven would either.
But how much control does Garrett have right now?
None.
He has no control because he's not in charge. And
right.
If Jerry wants it, I say he's not in charge. I'm saying because he's coaching for his job.
Right.
If Jerry wants it, Jerry, this is the type of thing where, hey, Steven and Will are in charge, but Jerry's the decider.